الحمد لله وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبيه مصطفى. ما بعد، عزيز بدرس وبدان الخطبة الحاجة عندن I said that all people it is exposed or reported by الطحاوي الحاكم ابن حبان and الهروي with authentic narration, authentic chain of narration that is authenticated by Al-Hakim and agreed upon that authenticity by Al-Dhahabi, and Al-Albani said it is Hassan by the collection of the of the ways of narration. On the authority of Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, I would say that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the first book meaning the Old Testament was descended on one chapter or one way of descending on one letter, meaning one way of command and legislation. But Quran was descended on seven ways or seven ways and seven letters. These letters are Zajrun meaning warning, Amrun meaning command, Halalun meaning permissible or legitimate, Haram forbidden, Muhkam meaning clear meaning, which has the clear meaning, mutashabih, which has similarity to other words in the Quran that no one knows it except the ulama, and examples. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, so make the halal of it halal, meaning get use of the halal, and take the haram as haram, so meaning stay away from it. And then he sallam said, and do what you are commanded to do and stop and avoid of what you are commanded to stop or what is made forbidden for you, and take the lesson from the examples given in the Quran and act upon the muhkam, upon the clear meaning in it, and believe in the mutashabih, believe in the one which has similarization in the meaning of other words in the Quran, and say amanna bi kullu min inda rabbina, and say that we believe in all of what is in the Quran and we believe that it is all from our Lord. O believers, verily from the most important and from the most great knowledge of the Quran knowledge is the knowledge of the examples which are given in the Quran, which are given in the Quran. But people are not paying attention to that. Why? Because they are just taking the apparent wording of the example, the story. They are getting enjoyed in the story said in the Quran, but they don't get the lesson out of that story. They don't get the lesson out of that story. And by not taking care of the thing that the example is given for, is like, yani the example without the purpose of it is like a horse without the bridle, without the bridles. So, this is very important to understand the meaning of the example given in the Quran. Imam al-Shafi'i counted as wajib upon every mujtahid to understand this field of knowledge, of the knowledge of Quran. And he said, acknowledgement of the examples given in the Quran, which guides to the obedience and clarifies the obligation of avoiding the disobedience and warning against the unremembrance of Allah, and which calls to the more of the optional deeds, is from this knowledge, as Al-Imam Al-Mawardi reported on the authority of Shafi'i, or from Shafi'i. And it is said by Sheikh Azzeddin that the Quran has brought these examples, so many in the Quran, to give a reminder. So whatever of these examples shows the difference in reward, or shows that this deed is going to be destroyed or not accepted, or which has in it a way of praising of the one the example is made for, or the opposite, or the like, then this shows that in this example there is a ruling. And some other ulama says, giving the examples in the Quran, we can get many benefits from that, such as reminding and encouraging to do the good and discouraging to do the evil, and to get the lesson, and to bring the ruling or the thing that is the example given for, to bring it closer and clearer to the mankind mind. As he said that the examples bring the meanings in a form of people, of persons, as this will stick and be stable and be always in the memory. And it brings what is considered to be a hidden meaning, or what is unseen, as in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala gave examples for the day of resurrection, which is unseen to us, just to bring it to the mind, not to bring it exactly as it is, but to bring you some something of the meaning of it, of how it is going to be. Allah Ta'ala said, وَضَرَبْنَا لَكُمُ الْأَمْثَالِ, and we have given you the examples in the Quran. So he, Allah Ta'ala, is blessing us by giving us the examples. As if he subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give us the examples, we may not understand how they look like. And he subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in some other verses of the Quran why he gives these examples. As he said in Surah Ibrahim, Surah 14, Ayah 25, وَيَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالَ لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ, it brings forth its root at all times by the level of this of its law. So Allah sets forth paradise for men, parables for men, So Allah sets four parables for men in order that they may receive admonition. So they can understand it, it's going to be, or at least it gives them a reminder. And in the other ayah, Surah Al-Hashr, Surah 59, ayah 21, Allah Ta'ala said, وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُوا لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Such are the similitudes which we propose to men, that they may reflect. And He Subhanahu wa Ta'ala gave another reason, or he gave an example of who can understand these examples or parables. Who can understand them? For Allah Ta'ala said as in Surah Al-Ankabut, Surah 29, Ayah 43, وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ وَمَا يَعْقِلُهَا إِلَّا الْعَالِمُونَ. And such are the problems we set forth for mankind, but only those understand them who have knowledge. As the people who have no knowledge, they will just read them in the Quran and they just pass and every day and every night. They don't know what they mean, why they are given, why they are here. They don't know. They just pass by them. And that's it. Surah Al-Kahf. Look, every Friday people recite Surah Al-Kahf. And at least in Surah Al-Kahf, there are three of these parables. But who stopped by them? Who stopped by them and give the advantages and give the benefit and the reminder? Very little people can do that. Amr ibn Murrat al-Jamali, one of the students of the Tabi'een, rahimahullah ta'ala, said, ما مررت بآية من كتاب الله لا أعرفها إلا أحزنني. I've never passed by an ayah in the book of Allah that I don't understand it except that made me very sad. Why? He, Amr, said, لأني سمعت الله تعالى يقول وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس وما يعقلها إلا العالمون. Because I hear Allah Ta'ala saying وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس وما يعقلها إلا العالمون. The ayah of Surah Al-Kabut which we just recited. And such are the parables we set forth for mankind, but only those understand them who have knowledge. So it means that if I don't understand it, that means I'm not from the people who have knowledge. Very simple. If you want to know if you are from the people who have knowledge or not, just read these parables in the Quran and see how can you understand them. How do you understand them? The ulama have took much care of these parables in the past and today. Why? Because simply it brings the the meaning very simply to the people. That is not only because the ulama found that, it is because Allah Ta'ala gave these parables in the Quran. And He, Allah Ta'ala, commanded the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to give parables and examples to the people. Look to that. In Surah Al-Kahf, Surah 18, Ayah 32, Allah Ta'ala commanded His Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, He said, وَضْرِبْ O Muhammad, وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا رَجُلَيْنِ جَعَلْنَا لِأَحَدِهِمَا جَنَّتَيْنِ مِنْ أَعْنَابٍ وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا بِنَخْلٍ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا. Set forth to them the parable of two men. For one of them we provided two gardens of grape vines and surrounded them with date palms. In between the two we placed corn fields. Look at that. What is the benefit of this? Is it a story that Allah Ta'ala giving us about two men in the past? What's the benefit? There is the benefit. We must extract the benefit from there, but it's not something you go and bring yani a magnetic stone and extract it, or it's by the knowledge. You go seek the knowledge, easily you can find the meaning of these things. And when we say seek the knowledge, it means the whole knowledge. I don't mean the whole knowledge by you can have the whole knowledge, you know, but I mean you learn to be a knowledgeable person. Not one field. You don't just go study the field of hadith and say, No. You got to study the Arabic language. You got to study the principles of the interpretation of Quran. You got to study the aqidah. You got to study the fiqh and usul al-fiqh. So you can have a complete tool to extract the meanings. Other than that, you won't be able. You won't be able. If you just get specialized in Arabic, for example, you may get some meanings. But in many ayat, you will go to the wrong meaning. Like most of the Mu'tazila. Most of the Mu'tazila were misguided because of their knowledge of the Arabic language, which they did not support it with, or which they did not take it as a tool to understand the knowledge by seeking the other fields of knowledge. They seek the knowledge of Arabic and that's it. So when they came to understand the Quran and to interpret the Quran, they fell into the mistakes there by giving a large attributes, different meanings and understandings. Why? Because they trusted their own knowledge about Arabic language, which is wrong. Which is wrong. Anyway, Allah Ta'ala said also to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam again in Surah Al-Kahf, but this time in Ayah 45, وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا كماء أنزلناه من السماء فاختلط به نبات الأرض فأصبح هشيما تذروه الرياح وكان الله على كل شيء مقتدرا. الله تعالى is commanding the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, set forth to them the similitude of the life of this world. It is like the rain which we send down from the skies. The earth's vegetation absorbs it, but soon it becomes dry stubble, which the winds do scatter. It is only Allah who prevails over all things. So Allah Ta'ala gave another example here, a command from Allah. What I mean is that Allah Ta'ala commanded the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to give examples to the people, to give them proverbs. Again, in Surah Yasin, Surah 36, Ayah 13, Allah Ta'ala said, وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ, again a command from Allah to the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا أَصْحَابَ الْقَرْيَةِ إِذْ جَاءَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ. Set forth for them by way of parable the story of the companions of the city, meaning the people of that city, which he did not mention to us because it is not important to know. Behold, there came messengers to it. So, from all this which we mentioned, we want to reach the understanding, the proper understanding of the examples. And that's what we are going to do in the coming Fridays, inshallah. That every Friday we're going to take one or two parables from what the Quran brought to get the advantage, to get the understanding of there, why it is given. So we can see the example, because the example bring the picture clearer to the eyes and to the minds of mankind of today. And if these examples are given to people like Sahaba and the companions, who are, mashallah, they were pure Arabs. They understand it very easily. Secondly, they were very intelligent. They were very intelligent people. What about it today when the Arabs, the real Arabs, are very few if there are? Plus, there are people today that so many information in their minds that leave no space for intelligence. Why? Because the style of life today is different. That time it was very simple. Today you will have to have a lot of information in your mind. At that time you only needed to ride a camel. So no rules, no regulations. Today you will have to have big amount of information of traffic police in your mind all the time to know how to drive your car. If you are a pilot, you will have something additional, which will may take 2/3 of your mind or memory. And the like, if you are a teacher, if you are an engineer, if you are a doctor, even if you are a simple laborer, you will still have to have your mind occupied by information which in reality unnecessarily to be there. But because we take excuses because of our time, information of how to read the electricity meter or whatsoever, even if he's a simple person, he will still have to have a lot of information, at least of what the media push through your mind. So today's mind is not free to understand this meaning, unless if you free yourself from some of these things, unnecessary things, you can't have of them, or if you can 3/4, if not all, and get free with the knowledge. Get prepared for the devil's action, which is the real life. Today's life is only temporary life. It's like a dream. As what Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Kahf, the problem of the similitude of this life is like the rain which we send down from the sky. The earth's vegetation absorbs it, and then it gives off its vegetation. Right, and then, but soon it becomes dry, stubble, which the winds do scatter. So that's an example of the life. It's like a dream. So we'll have to give some attention to these examples that we are going to take every Friday, inshallah, from now on. And maybe in some Fridays we stop for some other occasions, or we may take some stories of the Quran. Maybe we take some calls of the Quran, which we may just do some changes in the root of the khutbah. But mainly we are going to give the explanations of these parables in the Quran so people will understand it. The first one we took today, and we took only one today because it was very important for people today. Because people today do not understand what is hypocrisy. Once hypocrisy is mentioned, they only understand Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul. But we see hypocrisy in the masjid. We see hypocrisy and everywhere we go. They understand hypocrisy is when you are under the kuffar. But we see hypocrisy today even in the land of Muslims, because the whole world today is under the kuffar. That's it. Honestly. And you can see You can see how the war today, if you just have a quick look to Gaza, you can see, isn't this hypocrisy? What people doing today? Nothing. Even the public, not government, even public, people are killed there, the blood is spread there, the lives are lost there, the buildings destroyed, but people are still hesitating to demand and even to segregate. We still have some people argue, dua qunut al-nawazil is permissible, or we need to have a command from the Muslim rulers. With all respect to Muslim rulers, we understand that one of the ways of hypocrisy is to disobey the Muslim rulers, is to do the khuruj. But this does not mean you give everything to the Muslim rulers, even what is not for them, or at least even what they don't blame you for. They did not say nothing, but some people who want to show yani, more loyalty, excessive loyalty than what's supposed, they come to kill you like that. Subhanallah. Even subjugation. And another way of hypocrisy in such kind of crisis, some others yani, text me and saying that is Hamas yani, can we make dua for Hamas? I said, subhanallah, now tell me, is Hamas kuffar? I am the first one who say Hamas are ikhwan muslimin and we don't support ikhwan muslimin, but and we say that ikhwan muslimin way is one of the ways of khuruj. But today it is between the Muslims and the kuffar. It is between the Muslims and the kuffar, the Yahud. So how can now we negotiate that? Even the dua, and forget about Hamas, we never mention our dua Hamas, but we mention the Muslims there. The Muslims. Do you think those children were of Hamas? They were killed? Subhanallah. We don't want to be turned to solid mind. This is wrong. At this moment, we do not discuss like these things. As Shaykh al-Islam came here this, when the Tatar came into the Muslim land, he came out to fight even with the Sufis. And as Sheikh Albani rahimahullah said, if the kuffar attacked even the land of Shia, although we count them as kuffar, I mean the ulama of them and the Ja'fariya, but although that, if the kuffar, the Yahud or Nasara, Christians or Jew attack the land of the Shia, we support them because they are attacked under the name of Islam. They are not attacking them under the name of Shiism. So we have to have the fiqh, ikhwan. Our problem today is the lack of understanding of the proper Islam. So we have to understand these things. I am absolutely against Hamas. I don't support Hamas. But I say this is one thing, and the crisis and the pattern is another thing. This is another thing. From the 1,041 persons who were killed, maybe not more than the number of the fingers of one hand who were killed from the members of Hamas. And there is all innocent Muslims living there, subhanAllah. And we still are doing. I don't understand how people think and understand these things, subhanAllah. Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, مثلهم كمثل الذي استوقد نارا فلما أضاءت ما حوله ذهب الله بنورهم وتركهم في ظلمات لا يبصرون صم بكم عمي فهم لا يرجعون أو كصيب من السماء فيه ظلمات ورعد وبرق يجعلون أصابعهم في آذانهم من الصواعق حذر الموت والله محيط بالكافرين يكاد البرق يخطف أبصارهم كلما أضاء لهم مشوا فيه وإذا أظلم عليهم قاموا ولو شاء الله لذهب بسمعهم وأبصارهم إن الله على كل شيء قدير. Look at this ayah of Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 172, ayah 17, sorry, Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah 2. مثلهم, meaning the example of the munafiqeen, their similitude is that of a man who kindled the fire. Why? In order to see, in order to have a light. When it lighted all around him, Allah took away their light and left them in utter darkness. So Allah Ta'ala took their light. But the light here does not necessarily mean the light of that fire, no. It is the light of their sighting, so they don't see. So they could not see. Deaf, dumb, and blind, they will not return to the path. So Allah Ta'ala said, and we wish to concentrate on this parable as it is very important, and many times we pass by this ayah, but very rarely we can stop to think, why is this parable is given? Why? Allah Ta'ala said, مثلهم, their example or their parable or similitude, who they are, the munafiqeen, who earlier were mentioned, يخادعون الله to the end of the ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah. كمثل الذي استوقد نارا. Their similitude is that of a man who kindled the fire. Meaning that man who was in a very, very dark place, who cannot see nothing around him. And once he kindled this fire and gave him a light, and he started seeing things, objects, now I want you to concentrate on that. When Allah Ta'ala gave him the light and he started seeing things around him, what happened? ذهب الله بنورهم. Allah Ta'ala took away their light, meaning their sighting. So Allah Ta'ala took their sighting. So what is the benefit of that light? If you have the sun, when you are blind, you don't get benefit. You cannot see. It's still very dark for you. So look to that now. This man is not blind. This man can see, but he was in a very dark place. Now look, imagine you are in a dark room and you're not blind, but you are in a dark room, and this room has many objects, and let's assume that there are very dangerous objects, broken glass, oil on the floor so you may slip, whatsoever, huh? And now you are in a dark room. You cannot see because of the darkness. Accidentally, a massive light is put on for a fraction of a second. Let's assume light is given. Now you can see everything. But this light was much, so your eyes cannot cope with it. And suddenly this light is put off. So how can you see? You're going to see circles of great color. Just the all. Now you can imagine it. Now you can imagine. You can even do it. You can just close your eyes very strongly and see what you see. For a few seconds, you will start to see red dots and red circles, and that's all what you can see. Now, Allah Ta'ala said, وَتَرَكَهُمْ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ. Look to this. وَتَرَكَهُمْ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ. And they left in utter darkness. Here Allah Ta'ala said, ظُلُمَات, darknesses. Not only one. Why? Because first, the darkness of the place. Second, the darkness of the light which came between two darknesses. Because the darkness after a light which came after darkness is greater darkness than the first. It's greater. And the darkness of taking away the sighting, blindness. So imagine now, you were not blind. You were in a dark room. And now, too much light is given. Too much light that your eyes cannot cope with, you cannot see. Because when it is too much light, you cannot see. See, as I told you, when you close your eyes, too close, too hard, too strong, what do you see? You see red dots or circles. Go out now and look to the sun. What do you see? Same thing. Because too much light is like no light at all. Your eye cannot cope with it. Now imagine, this person wasn't blind, but he was in a very dark place. And accidentally he got a massive light, and this light gone away. Now he has two darknesses. One is worse than the other, the second is worse than the first. And then, by all that, his sighting was taken away. So he's blind now. These are three darknesses. Three darknesses. And this is the example of the hypocrites. And we're going to come to another three darknesses which Allah Ta'ala mentioned in Surah An-Nur. Because the real light today, which no darkness can defeat, is the light of knowledge, the light of Islam. And who doesn't have it is the person who is having the three darknesses. And as I said, if this thing stopped by that he was not blind but in dark place and accidentally given massive light, and then the light is taken, so this is another greater darkness, and then his sighting is taken away, so this is even more greater than the two before. But beside all that, then I said it is not stopped there. If it is stopped there, this is a difficult thing, very difficult thing. It is very difficult, it is impossible for this person to come out of that room. And even if he could come, not without any injuries. It cannot be imagined. It is almost impossible. I don't say impossible, but almost impossible. But now look. Another thing that Allah Ta'ala describes in this parable. So they are deaf. You cannot hear. So if somebody is calling him, turn right. But there is next to you. He cannot hear. He cannot hear. Now, Pokemon. They are deaf. They cannot talk. If they want to ask for rescue, they cannot talk. No kids, that's it. Nobody understands what he wants exactly. And they cannot reach to him. So they may guide him to the place, but they cannot understand what he says. And at the same time, he cannot hear them. And the third, and they are blind. So they cannot see. Even if it is a place where fire is catching on. And fire can give you some light, but he cannot see. He cannot see. So these are three, as what Allah Ta'ala said, why this person is giving so in the day of resurrection? It is because what Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Taha, Surah 20, Ayah 126, كذلك أتتك آياتنا فنسيتها وكذلك اليوم تنسى. Allah will say to this person, thus did it so when our signs came unto thee, disregard them so with you this day be disregarded. So he will be disregarded. No one will help him. And then Allah Ta'ala said, فَهُمْ لَا يَرْجِعُونَ فَهُمْ لَا يَرْجِعُونَ They will not return to the path. Which path? To the day of resurrection. Which path? It's the only right path. It's the only path. Today there are many paths. That's why we say, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين انعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. So there are many paths, but only one path today can lead you to that path in the day of resurrection, which is the only one there. The path of today is Islam, the true, the proper Islam, Islam that Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم came with, the Salafiyya, by the real meaning of Salafiyya. Not by the corrupted meaning of Salafiyya, because everyone is giving Salafiyya yani, a definition as he likes. But the proper meaning of Salafiyya is as yani, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said in the hadith, من كان على مثل ما أنا عليه اليوم وأصحابي. Who is upon what I am upon today and my companions. Right? So he said, فهم لا يرجعون. Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما said, لا يرجعون إلى هدى. They will not return back to guidance. الربيع بن أنس said so. One of the علماء التفسير. السدي said, صم بكم عمي فهم لا يرجعون, meaning to the Islam, to Islam. They don't return to Islam. They will continue in their hypocrisy. But not to the real Islam. Their faces are Muslims. Qatada, rahimahullah, said, فَهُمْ لَا يَرْجِعُونَ, meaning they don't repent. They don't remember. They don't give the lesson. And then Allah Ta'ala gave another example for those hypocrites and for everyone. The hypocrites may return back, and those who, people of faith may stay away from hypocrisy. And this example is also another example that they can easily understand, because it is from their daily life. Allah Ta'ala said, أَوْ كَصَيِّبٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ, or another similitude is that of a rain laden could form the sky. What is sayyib? Sayyib, the ulama given different explanation to it or interpretation of it. But the proper one is that It is rain, heavy rain, that comes from black clouds. So the black clouds would prevent the light of the sun. And the heavy rain would prevent the remaining, the small light that is coming through the dark, thick clouds. So the daytime will turn to be like a night. Like a night. فِيهِ ظُلُمَاتِ And that rain, that cloud, has darknesses. Not only one, but darknesses. The first is the darkness of the thickness and dark the thickness of the cloud. And the darkness that is from the heavy rain, which prevents the light at the middle of the day. And not only that, wara'd, tender, but it is very massive. You sometimes hear the tender that makes you yani, feel happy, oh alhamdulillah, there's rain, because the tender is just little. But when it gets strong, it makes you really get scared, because it moves the heart. So imagine that thunder that shake their hearts, وبرق and lightning that takes their light, their sighting. Why? Because it lights. And imagine, I got this picture one day. I was driving down from Taif down to Jeddah, first to Arafat. When I was coming down, it was night and it was very, very dark because of the heavy clouds. And accidentally, it lightened at the horizon at far there. And in that fraction of a second, I could see the whole clouds and sky and even what's on the ground. But it was a fraction of a second, which made me even lose the concentration and sighting. And imagine that happens to the apocalypse on the day of resurrection. And then Allah Ta'ala said, يجعلون أصابعهم في آذانهم من الصواعق. Now, darkness, tender, and light. What they do? They only push their fingers into their ears. Why? To minimize the massive sound of the tender, not to kill them. Why they did not close their eyes? Because it's already dark. It's already dark, very dark. And they were afraid that this tender killed them. And while they are doing so, Allah Ta'ala described their inner feelings. They are very scared. Very scared. And imagine now, when you are very scared, you are shaking. How can you walk over a rope that is thinner than the hair and more sharp than the sword? And it is on the fire. And on it, there are hooks. With that situation, how can you walk? How can you walk? Doesn't this make you awake now? And return back to Allah. Ikhwan, I'm not saying this only to thread the hypocrites. I'm saying this to thread myself and you guys. Every one of us has something wrong to do away from the eyes of people. And this is hypocrisy. This is a form of hypocrisy. Some of us may listen to songs away from people. Some of us may look to women and movies away from the Some of us may commit even sin away from people. Some of us may take riba away from people. And he forgets that this is hypocrisy. Hypocrisy is to bring to people what they praise you for, while it is not what is in your heart. While it is opposite of what is in your heart. So, and then Allah Ta'ala said, and that's why I'm warning myself and you, brothers and sisters. وَاللَّهُ مُحِيطٌ بِالْكَافِرِينَ At the end of the ayah, Allah Ta'ala said, وَاللَّهُ مُحِيطٌ بِالْكَافِرِينَ For Allah has power over all things. So He is, what is Muhit? Muhit means surrounding. Allah is surrounding the kafirin. How Allah surrounds the kafirin? With His knowledge. He knows everything of what they do, what they say. And even what they don't say, from what they think about. And what they intend to do or to say. So Allah Ta'ala is counting that. Nothing can be hidden from Allah. Nothing. Even if you think that, it is hidden. Nothing can be hidden from Allah. Allah Ta'ala is surrounding them by His power. By His power. Allah can cause them death in a fraction of a second. Before even they try to repent. So we have to be ready for that moment. Because you might die on this disobedience. What are you going to say to Allah on the day of resurrection when you stand before Him? How are you going to face the people who used to trust you and believe that you are, mashallah, noble and pious? And how are you going to say? How are you going to do? Who are you going to put your face on that day? That is a problem. That is a problem. Why? Because the munafiqeen, you know, the earlier ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah, they Allah Ta'ala described what they said. They say, as Allah Ta'ala said, إِذَا لَكُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنُوا When they mean the believers, they say, we are believers, like you. We believe. We are with you. وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَى شَيَاطِينِهِمْ قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ When they meet those who believe, they say, we believe. But when they are alone with their evil ones, they say, we are really with you. We were only jesting. See, and they are just mocking, just playing, just tricking. So Allah Ta'ala, after bringing all this picture to them of what the parable or the example of what they can understand from what is from the dunya, from what is from their day by day life, He brought them something what's going to happen in the previous section. يَكَادُ الْبَرْقُ يَخْطَفُ أَبْصَارَهُمْ The lightning is about to take their sighting. When? It's in the day of resurrection, when they are on the path. كُلَّمَا أَضَاءَ لَهُمْ مَشَوْا فِيهِ Whenever the lightning lights, they walk. Now imagine, how far can they walk? The lightning yani lights for a fraction of a second. So how far can they see? It is very, as we say, it is thinner than the air and sharper than the sword. Besides all that, there are hawks. Besides all that, it is on the fire. So they will move only for lesser than a step. With very high caution. And they are going to be on that position and the fire from beneath them burning them. This is another punishment. But they will struggle against this burning than to fill into it. At the end they're going to fill into it. Because as Allah Ta'ala said, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. The hypocrites are in the lower rank of the fire. So Allah Ta'ala then said, وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ لَذَهَبَ بِسَمْعِهِمْ وَأَبْصَارِهِمْ. And if Allah Ta'ala wills, Allah will take it in their sighting and hearing on that position, on the path. But why Allah doesn't do that? Because Allah wants them to feel the pain. To feel the pain. Aren't they going to feel the pain when they are in the fire? Yes, they are. But before that, in the grave they are going, when the soul is leaving the body, when it is going to leave the body, it is extracted very massively. So they feel the pain. And when it is in the hands of the angels from the fire, it is going to feel the pain, because they are going to shroud it in clothes from the fire. And when they take it to the heavens, it is going to feel the pain, because from the first layer of heavens it's not going to be allowed to enter. And it is going to feel the pain when the angels threw it from that height to the grave where the body of it is. And it is going to feel the pain in the grave. As Allah Ta'ala said, النَّارُ يُعْرَضُونَ عَلَيَا غُدُوًا وَعَشِيًّا وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةَ أَدْخِلُ آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ أَشَدَّ الْعَذَابِ. The fire, they are going to be punished with the fire in the day and night, in the morning and evening. And on the day of resurrection, Allah Ta'ala says, أَدْخِلُ آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ أَشَدَّ الْعَذَابِ. So they are going to be entered into the fire. So hypocrisy is very major thing. We have to be careful of that. In the second khutbah, I said after praising Allah and sending salam and salat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace and blessings, I said, this is the first parable in the Quran, and it is about hypocrisy, and we have to understand it the proper way, as the reason for it is not to just know it, no, and it is not to draw your tears of your eyes, no, it is not, it is to take the lesson from it. And to stay away from this thing that Allah Ta'ala set for the parable for. Warning you or calling you to. So hypocrisy is a major sin, a major illness. And it is a very bad manner and character in the life of the individuals, societies and nations. And nations. Don't we see now hypocrisy today? And individuals, we see hypocrisy. And societies, we see hypocrisy. And nations. And nations, almost all nations, we can see hypocrisy. So, the danger of it is very great. And the evil of the people of it is so massive, because it destroys the whole ummah. Destroys the whole ummah. And let me give you something, and it just came to my mind. A joke. One of the political hypocrites who's even in his deen is a hypocrite. suggested one time, a couple of years ago, to solve the problem of Palestine, is to join the two nations, the Jew, the Zionist, and the Muslims together under one country, one government, and they call this country Israel. Israel from Israel, and Tin from Palestine. And Tin means mud. Some of the news reporters, they said, subhanAllah, he did not choose for Palestine except the mud. They are oppressed and their land is taken. And you call them mud, you call them thief. That is the this person today, when the Arab rulers called for donation, donating for Palestine, for Gaza especially to be rescued and rebuilt, he says, why should we pay for the invoice that the Israeli government, which I prefer to call them the Zionist government, not the Israeli, because I said before that Israel is a prophet. We should not give them this name. It's Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam. So, he said, why should we pay the invoice that Israel should pay? No, we better not to pay nothing. They will have to pay. I said, subhanAllah. They did not listen to the calls to stop more destroying. You are telling them to pay? Is it a joke or what? This is hypocrisy. This is one form of hypocrisy. This is one form of hypocrisy, subhanAllah. Anyway, and many others, one of the leaders of Hamas, I don't hesitate to say, one of the leaders of Hamas came up on the media. Look at the hypocrisy now. Political hypocrisy, which may be rooted by religious hypocrisy. I don't say it is, but I say maybe. He came up on the media and he praised the Christians, the Palestinian Christians. And he said, our brothers, the Palestinian Christians, we appreciate them for not celebrating the Christmas this year because of our crisis. I said, subhanAllah, isn't this hypocrisy? I looked in the form. He, this guy, and his leader was settling in Damascus, far away from the fire, and calling the people in Gaza to be patient and send more missiles to the Zionists, and this reflects fighters and from the sea, air, land, everywhere. Yeah, but he's sitting there, you know. This guy, these two guys, went to Iran sometime, and they took flowers to the grave of Khomeini. So where's the reality? This man who said, the first duty, the first thing I'm going to do if I conquer Medina, is I'm going to open the grave of the Allah Hussein. I don't want to say it. He said about our mother, Zania, about Aisha, prostitute. This guy, he did not hesitate, he said it in his book. This Shaitan Rajim, Khomeini. So those guys took flowers to the grave of Khomeini. And one of them kissed the hand of Khamenei. Subhanallah. Isn't this hypocrisy? They accept those guys, say what they say about the wife of Rasulullah, the companions, the great companions of Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, and even about Rasulullah. even about Rasulullah. Now the funny thing, I was listening yesterday to some of their lectures, Shia's lectures, and one of them is saying, he's praising the Christians. First of all, they imitate the Christians in everything. So he was praising the Christians, and he said, look how the Christians celebrate the Christmas and this, millions and millions. And then he said, although that a Christian, Jesus, Isa alayhi salam, would never hesitate to accept to be the slave of Ali. Meaning slave by the meaning of worshiper. Not a slave by meaning of one who is owned. No, the worshiper. As we say, slave of Allah. So how come these people, yani, we cooperate with and we show high respect? If it was only political, we would say this is yani, political hypocrisy. But to go to this limit, that is really yani, very bad form of hypocrisy. When you look to the hypocrisy, you find it, as I said here, as a cook prepared by the shaitan. It's a meal prepared by the shaitan. The resume of it is, I keep forgetting this. Cowardness, and hope to gain of this lifetime benefits, and denying the Lord, the right of the Lord, Allah Ta'ala, and lying upon people. This is the mix or the resume. And the amounts of these are not important. You can put any amount, 2 spoons or 2 cups as you like. But at the end it will give you hypocrisy. When you mix all this, it will give you hypocrisy. That is how Shaitan makes his meal, hypocrisy. And he presented it, he serves it to the people who are weak in their iman. So they eat it, you know, very badly, like if they are too hungry. And they are too hungry because that's what they want. They are afraid of their enemies. They are hoping to gain more benefit of this world. Not in the akhir, not in the other world. They are denying, by way or another, they are denying the right of Allah. And they are lying about the people. These are the hypocrites. And if we look into the meaning of nifaq in the Arabic language, we find that it means what we call yani khida. Deceiving, makr, mithlu makr. I need to write these words. I will get them. Anyway, the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, have many attributes that the Quran wrote some of them, and the Sunnah wrote some other of them. From these ones is what Allah Ta'ala mentioned in Surah An-Nisa, Surah 4, Ayah 124. إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهِ وَهُوَ خَادِعُهُمْ وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى يُرَاءُونَ النَّاسَ وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. And in Surah At-Tawbah, Surah number 9, Ayah 54, وَمَا مَنَعَهُمْ أَن تُقْبَلَ مِنْهُمْ نَفَقَاتُهُمْ إِلَّا أَنَّهُمْ كَفَرُوا بِاللَّهِ وَبِرَسُولِهِ ولا يأتون إلى الصلاة إلا وهم كسالى ولا ينفقون إلا وهم كارهون. So this I said in the Arabic khutbah two attributes, but these are three attributes. So they don't come forth to salah except very lazy. Meaning, if they are not going to be blamed by people about not being seen in the masjid, they will not come. And that's why at the time of the Prophet ﷺ, they did not used to come Fajr and Asr. And he ﷺ said, أَثْقَلُ الصَّلَاةِ عَلَى الْمُنَافِقِينَ صَلَاةِ الْفَجْرِ وَالْإِشْرَى الْأَكْمَى. Why? Because at the time of the Prophet ﷺ, the Isha and the Fajr were very dark. And they don't have light in the masjid, so nobody can know if they come or not. But at the times where people can see them, you see them in the first row. That's the problem. The second character is that they don't remember Allah except for little. When this little is when they are by the people. That's it. When they are by the people. By the people. وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَ إِلَّا وَهُمْ كَارِهُونَ. And they never donate. They never give sadaqah or zakah. Neither the obligatory charity nor the optional. إِلَّا وَهُمْ كَارِهُونَ. Except when they are forced to do. Meaning if they see people like what they did when the people of Umar came to Rasulullah and Rasulullah saw the poverty seen on their faces and clothes, so I encouraged the people to donate. Up until one man went to some gold he has and he brought it. Then they said, the Bukhari said, what can this gold do for them? That's what they did. They said that. But when they saw everybody started imitating this guy and went to bring something, they themselves went and brought. Why? Not to be seen, the only ones who do not get it. See how? That's how they deal. And from the attributes that the Sunnah came with is something that maybe the Muslims can have, some of them. But they have to work to get rid of them. As if you keep on them and you find it okay because it's not, you are not fully hypocrite, but you are having an attribute of hypocrisy, very soon another one will be added to it, third, there's a fourth, and then this is the complete form of hypocrisy. What are they? As in the two the two books of Sahihain, Sahih Bukhari and Muslim, on the authority of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As, رضي الله عنهما, who said that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, أربع من كنا فيه كان منافقا خالصا. Four things, which if they are all found in one man, in one person, then he is pure hypocrite. It's fully hypocrite. وَمَنْ كَانَتْ فِيهِ خَسْرَةٌ مِنْهُنَّ كَانَتْ فِيهِ خَسْرَةٌ مِنَ النِّفَاقِ حَتَّى يَدَعَهَا. And whoever has one of them, then he has an attribute of hypocrisy until he leaves it. So you will have to struggle against it. You have to leave it. What are they? إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبْ. He always feels nice when he speaks. That is a problem and a major attribute today. Major attribute today. Allah musta'an. وَإِذَا وَعَدَ أَخْلَفْ. And when he promises, he always do not fulfill his promise. He does not fulfill his promise. وَإِذَا عَاهَدَ غَدَرْ. And when he gives an obligation, he breaks it. If he gives obligation not to attack you, not to do this, he breaks it and he attacks you. وَإِذَا خَاصَمَ فَجَرًا. And whenever he argues, he goes very extreme. He goes beyond all the boundaries of respect of his brother or himself or the deen that he is upon. Meaning he might say many false things. If he argued with his, let's say, if he argued with his wife and he wants to win the case, he might call her Zania. He might say anything about her. And she might do the same. And he might do the same with his brother and the like. So these four are the main ones. Add to them one another one which is mentioned in the Hadith of Abu Huraira, which is agreed upon. Ayat al-Munafiq Salat. إذا حدث كذب وإذا وعد أخلف وإذا أؤتمن خان. We have already spoken about the first two. إذا حدث كذب, whenever he speaks he gives lies, and whenever he promises he breaks his promise. وإذا أؤتمن خان, this is the one you need to add it to the first four, so five. وإذا أؤتمن خان, whenever people save with him secrets or properties, he denies them. He denies the properties and he spread this secret. So these are characters. We Muslims have to get rid of them. Otherwise, we are in a big danger and there is a big question mark in front of our Islam. We have to fight ourselves against these things. We have to. It's not a choice. It's not a choice. It's not because you are praying you can do these things. No. You have always to be honest. You have to fulfill your commitments. You have to fulfill your promises. You have to respect your obligations. You have to respect your the person that you are arguing with, even if he is not Muslim. And you have to fulfill your what we call it, trustworthiness, which is given to you by people. This was the end of the lecture of today, or the khutbah of today. May Allah Ta'ala protect us from hypocrisy and give us the proper understanding of all the parables of Quran and the Sunnah, and let us or make us benefit from them. والله تعالى أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى صحبه. ايش هذا؟ اسامة؟ طيب ناخذ من شيء تقدم.